When you start a treasure hunt at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, you're bound to hit a rich vein. That's what happened when a group of museum curators, headed by John Vick, decided to look for surrealist art in the museum's own galleries and vaults. The result is a 100-piece exhibition of paintings, sculptures, photographs, documents, and texts that trace the history of this groundbreaking period in modern art. Surrealism was born at a time of profound social and political conflict between the two world wars. The signs of upheaval, says Vick, becomes apparent in some of the artwork.
Salvador Dali, in his great painting, Soft Construction with Boiled Beans, does that for the Spanish Civil War. 3 years later, Man Ray, an artist from Philadelphia who was at that point living in Paris, makes a painting called Fair Weather, which is a reflection or several dreams that he had. There are elements throughout the painting, a keyhole that's dripping blood, a stone wall that's been bombarded out by some sort of artillery, that presages the conflict of World War II that's about to erupt.
To assemble the elements for the exhibit, The Surrealists, Vick looked first in the obvious places, the galleries themselves, and by isolating the familiar paintings and drawings by De Quirico, Man Ray, Max Ernst, and many others in the vast galleries at the museum's Perlman building, they took on new lives and visibility.
I think the work can still be shocking, especially if you come to surrealism with this notion that it's all just about tricks of the eye, or there's something magical about some of the works where compositions seem to erupt out of nothingness. That I think can be shocking and mesmerizing. And then there's also works that reflect a great degree of violence, self-destructiveness, that are shocking but for an entirely other reason.
Poet André Breton, the father of surrealism, declared the movement revolutionary, and an audio recording at the exhibition lets him tell the story through the voice of actor Dan Hodge.
Beloved imagination. What I most like in you is your unsparing quality. The mere word freedom is the only one that still excites me.
Writes Breton in his 1924 Manifesto of Surrealism.
Imagination alone offers me some intimation of what can be. I believe in the future resolution of two states, dream and reality, in appearance so contradictory, into a sort of absolute reality, a surreality.
The Surrealist movement was a true act of rebellion against the established norms in politics, education, class structures, and of course, culture. For Surrealists, turmoil gave birth to new ideas and subversion. Surrealism was also a philosophy of life, says Matthew Affron, the museum's curator of modern art.
The founder of the movement, André Breton, who's a poet, said that around age 20, we all come to a moral dilemma. We all come to the point where we must give up our imagination, our sense of wonder, in order to grow up and become members of society. He thought this was a great human problem because he thought the imagination was the only really important value for human beings because it was the key to freedom.
The show starts in 1924 when surrealists are finding their visual and literary language and plunges into the 1930s and wartime.
Which precipitates a move for many of the surrealists from Europe to the United States, where surrealism would thrive during the 1940s.
The exhibition continues by exploring the work of European artists in the U.S. and American artists who embrace the language and intent of surrealism. The last gallery traces the return to Paris for a major international exhibition in 1947 centered on the concept of new myths. But, says curator Matthew Affron, it would be a mistake to think that surrealism was short-lived.
Many of the methods that contemporary artists use, the idea of collage, assemblage, and other kinds of hybrid practices, the idea of the work of art as an installation space, these are ideas which are not entirely due to surrealism, but which are an important legacy of surrealism and are found everywhere in contemporary art today.
The Surrealists, work from the collection at the Philadelphia Museum of Art's Perlman Building, closes March 2nd. I'm Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.